Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we will just roll right into one more cut from this Sweet Honey in the Rock tribute to Miriam Makeba and Nina Simone, Odetta, and Abby Lincoln. And it's looking good, looking good.
You may not be familiar with both of them, but we hope that you'll jam along with us. Jada B, my love has come. I love my dear one. And Africa is where my heart lies.
And Sweet Honey and the Rock go off stage. The band plays a little more music. And the audience slowly dissipates. Oh, my gosh. From this album called Tribute, live at Lincoln Center there in the Frederick Rose Hall. Sweet Honey and the Rock, their tribute to Nina Simone, Miriam Makeba, and Odetta, as well as Abby Lincoln. And that is a wonderful, wonderful album. And like I say, it's one of the few times you'll hear Sweet Honey and the Rock with backup band. Most of the time, they're a cappella. And they will be a cappella in performance September the 27th in Pullman at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. Get your tickets at 1-800-325-SEAT, 1-800-325-7328. I've seen Sweet Honey and the Rock a couple of times. And it is a very, very moving and powerful musical experience. You're laughing, you're high, you're in good spirits. And then in the more meditative ones, you reflect, and then they bring you right back up again, and oh my goodness. So go see it. Tickets West. By the way, if you're near a Tickets West box office and you just happen to be showing up there, you can actually get your tickets and not pay those service charges. All those service charges have to do with shipping your tickets and things like that. So if you want to avoid the service charges, find yourself a Tickets West box office and go in there and buy your tickets right there. All right? Okay. Sweet Honey in the Rock. Here's another one from Jenny Mitchell. And she thanks all of her friends in Pullman. Didn't know this. This is Ed and Alice.
Ed and Alice, they lived a simple life. Ed was a big-hearted man with a good-hearted wife. It was a weathered picket fence ran between our yards. Life wasn't always easy, it just hadn't gotten hard. Every single morning, I'd hear that creaking door. Ed would call his two cats in, they'd come a-running to the door. Their names were Mike and Tammy, hard to tell apart. They'd follow old Ed everywhere, gentle hands, a gentle heart. Now Monday that was wash day, and again I'd hear that door, 'cause that old wringer washer had been put to use once more. Alice took her time, those dresses drying in the air. She would carry in the wash an ancient basket in her hands. Carefully she'd fold it all, frail fingers, soft and tan. She told me once a story of her early life, winters in Montana, hardship, cold, and strife. She slept with her two sisters, all in the same bed, snow coming through the rafters and falling on their heads. The day after I called me from the back screen door, they had something we could use. And Ed took down a golden plate right there from the wall, put it in my husband's hands, the sweetest wedding gift of all. In the center were two lovers with gold edges a bit worn. Thank you. And I am here to say Alice followed Ed to heaven soon after he'd passed away. And being that it's Monday, it's laundry day again. I am careful with her basket I still use to this day. And when I hold the golden plate, I can almost see the side of Alice's dresses drying in the breeze. Ed and Alice, they lived a simple life. Ed was a big-hearted man with a good-hearted wife. It was a weathered picket fence ran between our yards. Life wasn't always easy. It just hadn't gotten hard. Make a wish come true. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a bolt of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through, and you wish upon a star your dreams come true. Fate is kind. She steps in and sees you through, when you wish upon a star your dreams come true.
Jenny Mitchell, what a nice version of When You Wish Upon a Star. I think, and I don't know, I have to check this out, but I think that actually won an Oscar for Best Song from the early 1940s. I believe it did. I'm almost positive it did. When You Wish Upon a Star, of course, sung in the Pinocchio movie by the great Cliff Edwards, ukulele Ike, who was the voice of Jiminy Cricket, who then did the Jiminy Cricket voice for all kinds of Walt Disney things, educational specials. He welcomed you to the Mouseketeer Club. Cliff Edwards, ukulele Ike, who also recorded the very first version of Singin' in the Rain and a wonderful version of Paper Moon, and who died penniless in a charity ward for Hollywood actors in a charity home. And he also had, he actually even had a very, very, very small cameo in Gone with the Wind. Cliff Edwards, ukulele Ike, who sang the original When You Wish Upon a Star. And that was Jenny Mitchell and her version. Nice version. Like the first introductory kind of stanza there. Pretty good stuff. Shifting over to some bluegrass now. Bluegrass, John Reichman and his Jaybirds from their latest album. Pretty good stuff.
Darling, you say that you are going away. My heart will be I fly out to the moon. Slurp my soup with a silver spoon. I run out of space, though, to make more room. But I ain't got time for that now. I build a boat and float around the world. At every port I find a cute little girl. I paint the town red, Lord, I dance and swirl. But I ain't got time for that now. But ooh, baby, I sure got some time for you. Sit right down here on my knees and tell me what you'd like to do. Trouble and worry just go away. Come back here some other day. The heartache don't you even look my way. Cause I ain't got time for that now. I climb up to the top, be the king of the hill. When night time comes, I'm gonna be there still. But I ain't got time for that now. I'll end each day with the cherry pie. I'll look old man death right in the eye. I tell him straight, cause I don't lie. Lord, I ain't got time for that now. But ooh, baby, I sure got some time for you.
Thank you.
Oh, Hurry Up and Harvest, John Reichman and his Jaybirds from their album Vintage and Unique. Oh my gosh, we're right on the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on because we are coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Belus ENT, specializing in ear, nose, throat, and allergy care. Dr. Ward has 40 years of experience providing patient care, from allergy testing and treatment to nasal and sinus problems. Located at Pullman Regional Hospital and online at belusent.com.
It's going to be a great day for outdoor activities. Sunny skies, not too hot, a nice breeze, and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Another great night for stargazing and sleeping with lows in the mid-50s, then sunshine again for Sunday and a bit warmer with highs near 90.
An ocean of blood and never cracks from the strain.
the stars, the night grows still. I dream the dreams of the cypress hills. My pony is fine, a speckled roan. She don't mind a long way home. No, she don't mind, but now and then she cuts wide toward Old Cheyenne. And I was once my father's son, the cypress hills. I'm none too wise, but I'm no fool. I hold fast to a prairie jewel. The lark will sing me home, and then no more I'll stray from Old Cheyenne.
And see my baby coming. She's walking with the village priest. I feel a change coming on. Now the last part of the day is already gone. We got so much in common. We strive for the same old end. Just can't wait, wait for us to become friends. I feel a change coming on, and the fourth part of the day is already gone. Well, life is for love. And they say that love is blind. If you wanna live easy, baby, pack your clothes with mine. I feel a change coming on, and the fourth part of the day is already gone.
Feel a Change Coming On, Bob Dylan, While he's listening to Billy Joe Shavers and reading James Joyce, he's still writing good stuff. Can't sing worth a hoot, but he's still writing good stuff. And it's funny because if you listen to some albums like Self Portrait and Nashville Skyline and some of those, he sings super on those. I mean, it's a whole different deal. And then he gets back into this Dylan thing. And as he's gotten older, of course, and with the fact that he probably didn't take very good care of his voice, he's lost less and less, or more and more and more. And he still has some power, but he doesn't have a lot of notes left. Bob Dylan. Pretty good album, though. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're going to hear one more from it somewhere along the line. But we'll just keep cruising on to something else. Wait a second. I got the wrong thing here. I want this instead. There we go. Where what? This is good. Gumbo. Gumbo. song is called Traveling. The group is called Gumbo. Gumbo does all kinds of different things. Gumbo does. There's sort of a bouillabaisse of musical styles, if you will. Gumbo is. They do swing. They do clever little kind of novelty type tunes. They do kids tunes. They're kind of cute in some ways. In other ways, they're very, very kind of intellectual music, kind of music of the head, music of the heart, all combined. Gumbo. Pretty good little album. Pretty good little album. And it can be found, the titles and everything you need can be on the, they're found on the playlists. Playlists are at nwpr.org. That's nwpr.org for the Inland Folk Playlist. And we've been doing pretty good on them, actually, since the month of May started. And so we intend to keep that up. It's real hard sometimes to get them. We'll have to find readers and things. But this time I'm set for at least, you know, who knows how long, but we keep it all rocking and rolling here. How about one more from Dylan? And this is, I don't think this is what you're thinking when you think of Dolly Parton's song, Jolene, that Mary Hartman and Janet Humphrey and all those people did. This is a little different, Bob Dylan, and a song called Jolene.
Walking in the sun, you make a dip and rise a harder. She's the one, Jolene. Jolene. Baby, I am the king, and you're the queen. Well, it's a long old highway, don't ever end. I got a Saturday night special. A backup girl, I sleep by your door, lay my life on the line. You probably don't know if I'm gonna make you mine. Jolene, Jolene, baby, I am the king, and you is the queen. I'm moving along. People think they know, but they're all wrong. You're something nice. I'm gonna bat my dice. I can't say I haven't paid the price. Jolene, Jolene, baby, I am the king. Somebody with his back to a hill. Those big brown eyes, they set off a spark. When you hold me in your arms, things don't look so dark. Jolene, Jolene, baby, I am the king, and you're the queen.
Oh, Bobby Dylan, Jolene. Jolene, I'm the king and you're the queen. Yeah, a little bit different than Dylan from 1962-63, but still, he's still writing good stuff. His last album, The Tempest, has a 14-minute song about the Titanic that is so good, and some other good things too. And the backup is real nice on his latest album. This one, the backup is eh. He's been a recipient, I think, over the years of a pretty crappy production. You know, a lot of people who just want to slap their name on a Bob Dylan album. And I'm talking some of the major, major producers in America. I think Daniel Lanois did a good job with Bob Dylan. And I think whoever produced the last album did a really good job with Bob Dylan. But there were some. I think Don Was did an awful job. And anyway, there you go. All righty. Un Jung Shin. Playlists, doing a playlist for us. Email me at dasindanielmaherwsu.edu. Brett Sharp at Charlotte Yao. And bunches of others work on the show to make it all happen for you. Yes, they do. Email me at dasindanielmaherwsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. We'll be back with a bit of the calendar. And then we have lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
This is Northwest Public Radio, and last year more than 9,000 listeners chose to contribute so that you could hear Dan Marr week after week. If you're not a member, it's time for you to share some dollars and become one. Here's an easy way to do that. Pledge on Super Thursday, October 7th. The goal for the day is 2,200 pledges of financial support, and as soon as that goal is met, the fund drive is finished. Now, that could be at 9 in the morning or the next day, so donate on Super Thursday and make the difference between ending early or not. This is Northwest Public Radio.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the WSU Humanitas Festival, presenting the Young Native Playwrights Initiative. Professionally acted monologues and one-acts written by Nez Perce and Coeur d'Alene Youth. September 27th at Wadley Theater in Dagey Hall. Performingarts.wsu.edu.